Weekly Dose of Fat, Super Drunk Holiday Edition for December 19th, 2014. Show number 35.
From the North Pole, it's the special Super Fat Holiday edition of the Weekly Dose of Fat with Sven and Gomez.
Felices fiestas, gachos. Let's all gather around the Festivus Pole and prepare for the airing of the grievances.
I already have a grievance. When did we get Rudolph on the show?
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, it's just me, Rudolph.
Just affecting it a little more to the normal.
Yes.
But I'm in there.
Obviously, joining us in the studio today is J.K. Levin.
Yes, the very nasal.
Super honky. J.K. Levin.
Honk.
Today we have the musical warbling of the Fat Bike Radio 10,000 Accordion Orchestra, conducted by Sir Christopher Daisy.
AR's holiday special is sponsored by Surly Bikes. Surly makes the 1x1, the Karate Monkey, the Pugsley, and the Moonlander, and also pants. So that's five things that changed the world, cycling world.
I finally got my pants hemmed.
See, you're part of this story, Sven.
He was awesome. He left the bottom snap on. You can hem 4 inches out of these and still use your snap.
So four bikes that changed the bike industry once they were introduced, and a pair of pants that changed Sven's life.
I changed my pants yesterday, too.
Learn more about bikes, pants, and fun at surlybikes.com.
What do we got going on the show this week, JK?
Oh, well, we have beer, as always. There's Lance Sisson from 11.9. The Bluto gets winterized. Fox buys Raceface and Easton.
I've been on a buying spree.
We just don't ever have like a beer intro. It's just always like, beer!
Is it that time already?
It is. It's beer o'clock because we don't really do anything. We really don't get the show started till we get a little greasy.
After the beer, greasy.
So I think we all got opener, eh? This is Negra Modelo.
Oi! Oh, that was a good one. I have the hand shredding bottle opener here.
I think we might have actually used this beer before on this show.
We're bound to run into some dupes here and there at some point, right?
This is my desert island beer. It's a Vienna lager made in Mexico. Beautiful amber caramely brown beer. Deliciously sweet.
That's good stuff. When you go down to Conejitos, you would never order a Miller. Just order a Negra Modelo. Oh.
And it went to...
What does Negro Modelo mean in your second tongue there?
Black Modelo.
What is a Modelo?
It's a brewery in Mexico.
But isn't it like mixing the genders of the speech?
Yeah, as far as
grammar,
using... Instead of saying Negro Modelo? Yeah,
It rolls right off the tongue. It's a female beer.
Yeah. Negro Modelo. Negro Modelo.
It rolls right down the back of the throat, too.
Say to any waitress.
You don't say it. You drink it.
Yeah. Arriba.
Andre. This is my beer. This is every time I buy this beer, I'm like, why do I buy any other beer? This is the beer I really like. So, cheers, boys.
Cerveza.
It's the holidays. Woot, woot.
Speaking of the holidays, this is going to be our last sitting in the studio show for the year. We're going to put together some blooper reels or bring up a couple of the interviews that we had particular fun with last year.
And we're going to put on a little country music, little jaw harp music that JK and I do in the backyard.
I had not found my jaw harp for a while.
Ladies and gentlemen, because Mr. Conway Twitty.
This is very drinkable since 1925.
It got a 77 on Beer Advocate.
Oh, we're moving up from the PBR of last week.
Well, and I did check PBR, and it actually gained a point. It's up to 69.
It's up to 69.
69, dude.
Beautiful. So, yeah.
We'll be back with our special guest, Lance, from 11.9.
You're tuned to Fat Bike Radio.
This is Brett from Twin Six, and you're listening to Oli and Bromez on Fat Bike Radio.
comes to fat bikes, Zion Cyclery in Zion, Illinois has you covered. They stock fatties from Surly, Salsa, 907, Borealis, and Trek, as well as everything from 45 North. The staff is friendly, the mechanics are top-notch, and they stock the largest selection of fat bikes in the Chicago-Milwaukee area. There's a mountain bike park and some great beach riding in Zion, so come, make a day of it. Call 847-746-2200 or visit zioncyclery.com.
Hey, we're back with Lance Sisson from 11.9 Bikes. Welcome to the show, Lance.
Hey, Lance.
Hey, guys. How's it going, guys?
Going well. How about you?
I am fantastic. Things are great out here.
What's the weather like in Las Vegas?
Well, we got a little bit of you guys right now. It's been cloudy and kind of rainy and yuck for the last 2 or 3 days, and we're getting rain tonight. For us, it's chilly. It's 55.
Yeah, man.
Well, it's been in the 50s here the other day, so we're looking forward to the cold. We need some frozen ground to ride on. The beach is not really set up yet for that, but
yep.
So, Lance, your company, 11.9, was one of the first ones that we noticed making full suspension bikes. I know you've put a lot of work into it. What kind of led you down that path of full suspension fat bikes?
Well, my initial path was led by anger in response to something that happened to me at Interbikes 4 years ago. And the gist of it is I got treated poorly by somebody and I walked away from the whole thing going, you know what, really? Who are you to treat me like that? How hard can this be? I'll do it. You know, if you can do it, I'll do it. And so through that, it led me down the path of, you know, I really liked what he did. It was really cool, but there was nobody doing it. Nobody had that bike in production anywhere. You know, and fat bikes were just emerging. You know, 4 years ago, it's so different than it is today.
Absolutely.
The whole fat bike scene is just exploding. And, you know, I'm thankful to be a part of it. I'm really happy with what we've done. But, you know, we've just gone down this path and just tried to do things that, you know, like I said, I did it out of anger, but I did things that I wanted. And, you know, I'm not here to tell you that, you know, you have to ride my bike and it's the best on the planet. You know, I like it. It does exactly what it's supposed to do. And it's evolving. It's a fantastic field to be in, and it's so much fun.
What kind of sets your bikes apart from other ones out there? Give us a little rundown on the models.
Well, we have the Cenus, which is our hardtail bike with a 110 millimeter 4-inch travel fork in the front, the Lulu, which you're riding actually right now on one of your bikes.
Yep.
So, and it performs really well. My son races downhill. And he's the 2-year defending California state champion, which is fantastic. He just turned 12, 10 days ago, which is really cool. Hmm. And, he won last year's series on the Cimas, the downhill, Southern California downhill series. He won it on a hardtail fat bike, which I think that's just incredible. That's just so much fun. You know, there's kids out there and their parents have money. And these kids, 10, 11, 12 year old kids are riding $6,000 carbon fiber, you know, downhill rigs just meant to bash. And here comes my kid just beating him up with a hardtail fat bike, which, you know, I think is just really cool. But, you know, the whole hardtail thing is just phenomenal. And that bike rides extremely well in most conditions. I ride my hardtail, my Willem and my Thai hardtail. I'll pre-ride the downhill course with them on my Thai bike just because it's got a little flex in the rear. And it takes everything you throw at it. You know, I don't jump off the 6-foot ledges like he does, but, you know, it does everything I ask it to do. And that's a hardtail. So, you know, then we go into the 4-inch travel, the 110 millimeter travel bike, the Epicon. It's 110 millimeters front and rear. And that thing, it's specced with a 425 V rubber H-wheeling tire on it. And it rides really, really well. Between the tires, the size of the tires, and the action in the suspension, that thing is just, it sticks to the mountain like you would not believe. And then dummy me, I decided, hey, let's put something bigger on there. So we put the 4.7 bulldozers on there for B-rubber.
Cool.
And I can't break that thing loose. Unless you're in just a pure sand corner and you're trying to rail that thing and you get it over maybe a little too far, I can't get it loose. So it's improved my riding tremendously. And I'm not the world's greatest rider by any means.
Well, cool. I know that a lot of the dual suspension fat bikes that are out there are in your neck of the woods, and there's going to be a big event, Sea Otter, where I'm going to come out and maybe I can get a ride on one of your bikes, and we can get to ride some of these bikes side by side. That would be kind of fun, huh?
Comparo.
Absolutely. Yeah. Last year, I'm going to digress just for a second. This last season, after the week after our bike was Kamikaze up in Mammoth, California.
Right on.
And I petitioned them about 6 months earlier to add a fat bike specific class, and we got it. And there was five or six of us in the class, and everyone had a blast. All the bikes did really well. My son and I, we rode the two, the Hennycon, the DH bike, the 6-inch travel bike. And that's just a full-blown DH specific rig, and that thing is just incredible at high speeds. And it's so soft and so sweet to ride down. It's nice.
Yeah, we interviewed Eric Hunter that did the Kamikaze on, I think he was running one of your forks on his Muckluck.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, he took second place in that.
Right.
And my product manager from Taiwan, he was here, and he rode our Epicon, 110-millimeter bike. He took third, and I missed third place by 1.1 seconds.
You got something to look forward to next year.
Yeah.
Yeah, so hopefully I can get him next year when he comes. But and then this year, I've already started petitioning and speaking with the people at Sea Otter to get a fat bike specific class added to the downhill.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, sounds great. Yeah, I mean, you guys do a lot of the type of riding that you get to do out there is a lot different than we get to do here for the most part. So it's interesting to see fat bikes kind of evolving to match the terrain where the people that ride them, you know, are developing them like you guys are doing.
Yeah, it would be kind of cool
we have a lot of good riding here in Vegas. I mean, you think of Vegas, you think of the Strip, and hey, I'm going to go party and this, that, and the other, steakhouses and great meals. And we have some of the best riding, you know, in Vegas that, you know, for anywhere. We have Bootleg Canyon out in Boulder City, really just gnarly terrain, super technical, and totally unforgiving to the bikes and the people. If you crash out there, it's an ambulance ride. You're leaving something on the mount, some skin.
Yeah, I haven't.
Yeah, we have Mount Charleston on the other side, going north out of town, and it's phenomenal. It's great flow trails, you know, 15 mile long trail, 10-15 mile long trails, mostly gravity, which is nice. So like super D enduro style stuff, phenomenal riding. You know, single track is good. And, you know, just a few hours away, we have Southern California and Utah. You know, Southern Utah has got some great stuff for us. And we go up there and ride all the time, all summer. So,
Gooseberry, absolutely.
And, you know, hey, here's an invitation for you guys. If anybody out there is coming to Vegas and wants to go ride, hit me up. Let's go ride.
You can sleep in Lance's garage.
Lance has a cot in his garage for you.
And then you take you riding, and then God knows what happens.
What was that peach stuff we had at Interbike?
This will probably get you out here. I have 2 gallons of that cooking right now.
Wow.
And he has peach hooch.
Yeah, don't send it across state lines. Wink, wink.
You just email gomez@fatbike.com and we'll catch up with Lance's email.
If it was completed already, I would never send you guys a jug of that, you know, because that's illegal. But if it was completed already, Santa might be available to do that, because I don't think they're going to arrest Santa. So.
Nah, Santa's got immunity.
Very good, Lance. Well, thanks for talking to us. Appreciate you taking the time. And we're gonna have to get together before Interbike next year. It's too far away.
Yeah, I'll totally see
Absolutely.
You at
the yeah. Come out riding, and hey, if you guys are around in March, come up to Moab for the thaw from Poison Spider Bikes.
What is the date of that one again?
That is, I believe it's March 6th through the 8th, and we're gonna be up there with the Poison Spider, Billy and the boys, and bring your dogs with you. I think we're gonna have a new race category, pedals and pooches. So race with your dog. Come on out.
Sounds like great fun.
Nice.
All righty. Thanks again, Lance.
We'll see you.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. We'll see you.
Yep. Bye-bye.
You're once again listening to Fat Bike Radio.
This is Greg Maddox from Fat Bike Bikes in Anchorage. And I'm with Stanley Gomez with Fat Bike Radio. If you're looking to breathe some new life into your relationship, pick up one of our new cars and
welcome to the Weekly Dose with Sven and Gomez on Fat Bike Radio.
Welcome back to the radio program. Here's Sven, and we're going to talk about stuff that's going on in that big fat bike business world.
Fat bike biz. Fat bike's big business now, you know?
Yeah.
It's not just a niche market anymore.
Yeah.
Those big guys.
It's seeping into a lot of the, you know, it's like we talked to Lance, it's going all mountain and downhill now.
I wonder if Seinfeld was still on the air, if this would be hanging in the doorway, Klein.
Oh, yeah.
Be a fat bike sitting in there.
Yeah. They have a new lime green Corvus. That would be a perfect bike.
Good replacement for the old Klein.
For the old lime green Klein.
We were at the bike swap this weekend, and one of those old monocoque Klein full suspension bikes was sitting there without wheels and stuff on it. I was like, that brings back some memories.
I have an old Klein in my basement, so.
No fat bikes. Klein doesn't make fat bikes.
No, well, there's a guy that got bought out and then just disappeared.
Hey, somebody wants,
guy named Gary.
If somebody wants to buy us out, I may just disappear as well. Send your offers, too.
Yeah.
This fantastic radio program could be yours.
Well, I guess we really need that holiday vacation.
Yeah, we do. So what's the big news this week, Gomez?
So Turnigan, which is the component division of Fatbike.com, which is the parent company of Borealis and Turnigan.
And they've got a lot of different companies going under one roof.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, they are a year-round fat bike company.
You bet.
And they developed a cold weather washer and O-ring kit for the Bluto. So the Bluto, a lot of you kids didn't know that it really wasn't meant to be worked below freezing. It would work somewhat down to the 20s or the teens, and then it would fail. The seals would let everything go to the slack position, and until you thawed it out, it wasn't going to work.
That's not an all-season fork in its original form, but
right.
Turnigan has taken
Turned
that problem
into,
and solved it.
Apparently. Right, solved that problem. So I happened to be at Zion Cyclery, and I actually put eyeballs on this kit. It's a series of new seals and O-rings that you install in the fork, and it brings it down to, they've been testing up in Fairbanks, down to, you said, negative 20.
Yeah, they were in the 20 belows range, and they've been doing it for a while. They've kind of been sneaking around behind people's backs, all sneaky-like, solving this problem.
So this removes the last and probably the only major thing I had against Bluto was, I was like, well, my car drives in the winter. I mean, come on, man. You have to have, the technology has to exist.
We got a solid 4 or 5 months of potentially below freezing weather here. You definitely don't want to have your fork not work for, you know, half the year.
And to Turnigan's credit here, they did the research. They put this thing together ahead of SRAM. I pestered the tech contacts that we met at Interbike at SRAM about
I have no comment on that. I cannot comment. It's right. Not that I don't have one. It's that I'm not going to comment on
You'll
that.
You'll have to contact. And I just got the runaround when I asked them the question, what is the recommended operating temperature range for the Bluto?
70 degrees is the recommended operating temperature of any fork out there.
Well, I would say, you know, it should go from 110 to, I don't know, 40 below.
That would be an ideal range because your car can do that. Although the tires get kind of flat on the bottom if you let them sit too long at 40 below.
Yeah,
they kind of go womp, 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 womp.
So now, dudes, your Blutos are year-round. Just get this kit, get a mechanic to do the correct install. Fixie Dave posted that he had actually had torn apart Blutos, like metric shit tons of Blutos over the last month working on this research. So
I bet you could send your fork to them and they'd do it for a nominal fee, install their kit.
Yeah, it's got to be. And I bet you know, Borealis dealers will have this technology before anybody else, too.
Including Zion Cyclery.
Yeah. So, in addition to Turnigan coming out with that blockbuster, Fox bought Easton and Raceface.
Yeah, that was interesting.
Does this mean that we're going to have Roost Feast?
Roost. Race Roost. Roost Feast.
Components?
I think there's a lot of consolidation going on in those lines. There's a lot of overlap.
Yeah, they both make stems. They both make seat posts. They both make bars.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say that they're looking for the wheels from Easton and all the other components from Raceface.
Raceface, that and what happens to great components like that Next XL carbon crank?
You got one? I got one.
I have one. And that bottom bracket has lasted a complete calendar year.
I knew that you had the crank for a long time. I didn't realize that the actual bottom bracket was the same one it came with.
Yep.
That's not been submerged more than how many times? It's been underwater a lot. It's been submerged a lot.
So, and that is probably, you know, I would have had that thing apart on my Moonlander the first year three or four times.
True that. I got a whole bag of external bottom bracket bearings in the other room. And a lot of them don't even spin, and even the little plastic hat washer inside is worn away. And that's when the crank starts clunking around in there.
So please, Mr. Fox, keep that Raceface stuff going. I'm a bigger Raceface fan.
I think Jennifer Fox owns Fox Racing, doesn't she?
I don't know.
That's a good place. Glad to see it.
So the last thing that we're going to talk about in our little free-form couch session here is Fatter by the Lake. It's a group ride. And wait, I think before we get too far into it, we should have a beer stop.
Probably. I'm going to have a couple on Fatter by the Lake. broke my bell. For the
record. Bell.
Art Bell.
So,
do you listen to Art Bell at all?
No.
Not me either. It's the only bell I could think of.
So if you look at the picture that's going to be in the show notes here, there's actually a picture of Sven and I in the same place at the same time.
Riding on bicycles, actually.
Yeah.
There was a lot of people at that ride. That was a good ride.
We derbied, too.
Yeah.
And it was icy as hell, and a lot of people sliding around.
Jim's installing some Dillinger 5s on my ride in the other room right now.
Cool. Studded ones?
Not yet. I'm going to put some studs in them. I got a bunch of them. I just haven't decided how many studs I want to use.
I got a set of studded 4s. So when you need them, they're good to have, I tell you.
I even studded my boots last year. So I have a pair of boots that I can use when we're on the beach and it's glare ice that you...
So speaking of boots, dude, you are the shoemonger.
Shoemonger, you should say. I'm like Imelda Marcos over here.
I just bought a new pair of boots that I'll be testing that they look very much like a cycling boot, but they're made for winter hiking.
Okay.
So
sounds like interesting.
We'll be testing.
I'm interested in flats. You know, I've got kind of the big pack boot kind of thing, and I've got the Keen snow country boots that they use up in Alaska, which I like. That's what has the studs in them. But sometimes I want a little bit smaller form factor.
Mm-hmm.
I've been looking forward to some flat foot Wolfhammers, but I guess my foot size is kind of weird because either they stop making them or everybody already bought them all. So I can't get any. I said, David, send me some boots. I'll even pay you for them. I don't want them for free or anything. I just want some boots, man.
Well, if these boots work out, they're $140.
All right.
Not $300+. So we're going to go to this Fatter by the Lake ride. It's Sunday, December 28th at 1 p.m., and we're going to ride the beach and drink some beers and... we will derby, and here's what happened at Global Fat Bike Day, big group ride. We take off, we set up a derby in the grass, in half snow and half grass, right?
Yep.
We make the thing around, and I'm telling you, there were a lot of new people on carbon bikes there, and they all just lined up on the road where it was nice and dry.
And watched.
And watched us derby.
We had our derby was in the parking lot of Great Lakes Distillery during the Santa Rampage for our Global Fat Bike Day.
With trailers and fixies and pure mayhem.
Bullet bikes.
So maybe we should every year, maybe at all these things, we just have to say, okay, carbon guys, you're going to have your own derby over there. And it's basically you're going to make lace doilies. So... maybe later you can put them under our ice cold beers.
Yeah, derby etiquette requires no carbon.
Maybe. They're afraid.
Oh, man. Hey, we got a lot of links this week.
Popular mechanics.
Yeah,
popular mechanics. Shark jump, maybe.
They jumped the shark. Salsa released another version of the Anything Cage.
Yeah, you have one right over there in the photo booth.
In the photo booth, a plastic.
Yeah.
Well, high quality plastic.
Actually, nylon is what it said.
Nylon, right.
In this story from Toby at North Central Cyclery. Hey, Toby, how's it going?
Hey, I was talking to my buddy about plastic bikes the other day because he bought a Madone, Trek Madone road bike last summer. And I go, what did I buy a plastic bike for? Guess what he told me the other day? I cracked my plastic bike. I was like, oh.
Well,
Brian, I feel sorry for him, man. I'm sorry.
You know, he had to be riding it to crack.
Well, that's true. He was bombing down a hill and banged through a pothole like an imbecile instead of bunny hopping it. But sorry,
so
Brian.
I get to test that cage?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I don't have any forks with mounts on. We're using that Blackboro for testing, which I've got it on. But
cool.
That is not going to be with us forever unless Mike forgets to ask me for it back.
Thanks, Uncle Mike.
Mike, your bike may not make it back. I don't know. We'll see. I do like that bike. Pugsley on Patrol, winter wind farming.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's he makes some really pretty amazing videos.
He spends a lot of time on those.
Yeah.
I wish I had that much time. If somebody buys fatbike.com, we may have the time. this thing with the winter bike destinations in Minnesota, have you seen that little map? I think every state that has a fat bike specific trail system somewhere should make a map like this, because that was pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Showing you several spots around Minnesota where they're doing specific
grooming.
Because like in Wisconsin, the DNR doesn't want snowmobiles and bikers to clash. And, you know, a lot of those other user groups have been using their stuff for a long time. And knowing where you can go around your state to ride your fat bike on something made for you to ride your fat bike on, pretty cool.
But let me just go counterpoint with you here.
It's a new show section, folks. Point counterpoint.
Is I don't want people to forget that the best fat bike ride in the wintertime is you get snow. It might still be snowing a little bit. You check out the radar. If you want to go out in the snow, then you go out in the snow. But you can wait till you get the new fluffy snow and it's not plowed and it's all beautiful. Right out your garage and go explore all the dog walking spots and parks and go out and explore on your fat bike. You don't have to go to these groomed places.
Oh, true that. Yeah.
You know,
absolutely.
The best rides I ever have are packing a thermos of coffee and just going out my garage and going out and finding an awesome pine tree to sit underneath, have some hot cocoa, you know.
We should go ride.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
Once we're done with this show.
There you go. So anyway, what else you got? You got a bunch of links.
Yeah, there's a deal about Jay's Fat Pursuit, some more information on Salsa's site about that. Obviously, the Coast Kid, he's trying to outblog us still. He's got some stuff. Wyatt's got a new bike that's about half the price of the one he introduced last year.
Nice.
Wyatt Bikes.
Speaking of Coast Kid, where you and I are going to Scotland?
I've got my passport application in the car.
You are ahead of me in this,
yes,
I am actually like blocking out money, dude.
Oh,
putting it in the budget. So
good
we
plan.
Are going to Scotland.
Scotland sounds good to me.
All right.
That kind of about wraps it up, doesn't it?
That's the end. Then and that. Tinkerbell says it's time for this super drunk edition of the holiday blah blah to be over.
It keeps beeping.
It's just Derek bothering us with business. All right
kids, happy holidays. You know what? Today is the second day of the Festival of Light, Hanukkah.
Oi?
Happy Hanukkah out there.
Harmonica.
So
Hanukkah.
Does Surly support our site in some way? Probably ought to thank them once again.
Surly,
hey, thanks guys.
Yeah.
Check them out.
They said they might call us someday again.
What are they going to call us?
They're going to call us on our new spiffy call-in thing that apparently if we're going to do this, we should do that call-in.
Probably starting next year again, huh?
Hey, comment. If you listen to the show and you want to call in and talk to us, write a comment and say, I want to call in.
I want to talk to Sven und Gomez.
All right, give us some feedback.
I got a lot of things to say. That's why all the grievances.
The grievances will be aired.
Yeah. That, exactly.
Like the apricots that I was not able to get in until once again at the last second.
Oh.
When we were talking about peaches before, too.
I know. I dropped the ball.
Pure peaches and herb. All right, kiddies. That about wraps
See you next
it.
Year.
Yeah, next year.
Yep.
Although you can still hear us for the other two weeks of this year. Whatever. Noise. You can listen to us or don't, really. Most of you don't.
But the ones that do, we love you.
Yes.
We love you.
You've been listening to Fat Bike Radio's weekly dose of fat. Find us on the web at fat-bike.com/radio. We'll see you next time.